name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, He is risen.
The readings today should encourage us, because what we see is a God who comes to us right where we are, with no pretense. He just comes to us out of love and concern and for our own salvation. Both the epistle and the gospel reading today is about evangelism, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. It seems like oftentimes we talk about evangelism or church outreach or church growth. We tend to have these presuppositions about the kind of people we want to attract. And it kind of comes down to is we want to attract folks like us. If we're an upwardly mobile young couple, we want to attract young couples with children. If we're a single, we tend to want to attract some more singles. If we're a beardy guy, we want to attract more beardy guys here. But we tend to want to attract those people we're comfortable with, that look like us and think like us. But Jesus broke all those molds. He came today to a woman of Samaria, and we know, because we've been here before on this Sunday, and as the Bible says, the Jews had nothing to do with the Samaritans. The Samaritans were like kind of Jews. They only accepted the first five books of the Jewish Bible. They didn't worship in Jerusalem. And so the Jews looked at them with a lot of suspicion. And so for the Lord to have sat down and talked to a Samaritan, first of all, was scandal. To sit down with a woman in public was a scandal. And especially a woman who was sinful, who was known to have multiple partners, it was scandal. No self-respecting Jew would have done this. But our Lord did not come to be respected and loved. He came to seek those that were lost. It's our job, if we follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, is to seek those that are lost. Especially those who come across our path, like this Samaritan woman did to Jesus today. It's interesting, this woman, in the Bible, she has no name. But in the church tradition, she's Saint Photini. And in fact, in time, she left Samaria and went and preached the gospel herself. Saint Photini is called equal to the apostles, because she preached the gospel in North Africa, and eventually Rome, where she died under Emperor Nero. She was flayed and she was thrown down a well. It's ironic that the woman who met Christ at the well, in fact, died in this world at the well. Then we see the apostles today, who are preaching the good news of Jesus Christ with boldness. But again, it says they were preaching to the Jews only. But the Lord also, through His Holy Spirit, broke that mold. And there were Hellenists, and there were Greeks, who were not Jews, that received the gospel with gladness. We sometimes make evangelism too hard, I think. From the gospel record today, Jesus didn't explain to the woman the five spiritual laws. He just told her what she needed to know at that moment. And something in her heart flamed up. You see, evangelism takes three. It takes us to be open and willing to speak to someone. And we're often afraid to do that. It takes that person whose heart is ready for God. And it takes the Holy Spirit to stir within them and to stir within us that love of Christ. And that love of taking what we have, as poor as it might be sometimes, and share it with someone else. It may be a simple thing to see someone who's hurting. Well, come to church. You might find some comfort in coming to the church. It might be telling someone your own story about how when you were kind of lost in the maze of this world and discouraged, that the Lord came to you through someone else perhaps, and you were encouraged and began to grow. But we need to be bold, though, and willing, like the woman in Samaria, St. Paul to me, the apostles, not to always be afraid to speak the words of Jesus, to speak the name of Jesus. As the Lord says today, the fields are white. The fields are white for harvest. This church today is more than half empty. There are people in this city that need to be here. Our friends, our neighbors, strangers, folks who don't look like us, are not in our social economic strata, they're waiting to come here to hear the good news and to experience that ancient and saving faith of Christ. It's our job to bring them. Amen.